We're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, hello. Greetings, dear listener. This is me, Jacob Grudowski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University, up on the hill in Burnaby, in BC, with me and you and Dupree. If your name's Dupree, sorry to scare you. Hey, hope you're having a good day. Not too soggy out there. Yeah, we're not at sunset hour anymore these days. If daylight savings wasn't a gosh dang thing, curse you, Chris Martin's great-great-grandfather. Actually, it was a Canadian guy who came up with that. I saw one of those, like, remember our heritage moments. Ugh, such good PSAs are back then. Anyways, I'll verify my cussing out of Chris Martin from Coldplay in a little bit. But, of course, this broadcast, this station, and the air that we're traveling through is, and the places that we reside in this area are of the Coast Salish peoples. They belong to them. They're unceded, and they are of the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Quaquitlam peoples. So keep that in mind as we explore the events in this fine, fearful, fantastic city, so-called Vancouver. It's a tongue twister, I know. We're going to get a few things out of the way, as per the usual, and then we'll be right back with a little bit with the thing that we do here on the show.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Hello, this is Boris Chassin. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
Yes, welcome. We're doing ambient sound for the backup this week. I was looking for this certain program that plays ambient music over dispatch calls. Really pretty good staring at the sky music, if you know what I mean. You know, the music you just void off to. A few months ago, I went out and to go hide on an island at my mom's cabin. Maybe took some help, brought some things with me to help me relax, perhaps. And put on, like, I mean, I know I was, you know, in my own little world in that moment, but it was one of the best hours of radio I ever heard. With the funniest name, DJ Massive Fart. Good radio content. Anyways, here's some more good radio content with yours truly here. Me, Chip Grudowski, back here. You're tuning into The Art Show in case you missed it at the top of the hour. And yeah, this is CJSF in case you're wondering where you landed on the dial. Or where if you're using one of those mystery tune-in from anywhere thingy-majiggies. We have an app, if you want to know that too. I have it on Android. I believe we have it on iOS as well. But you hear that one thing going around that I saw today? It was like device hoarding. Hurting the economy. Americans holding on to their devices, not getting new ones. Hurting the economy. Oh, no. Oh, no. My perfectly good device works just fine. Oh, how will Apple recover? Get bent. I remember I had my first flip phone, an LG. That thing, no, I don't miss T9, but I can understand T9. I don't like it. It hurts my head. Then I got a phone with a camera on it and internet. I was able to look off Facebook on my phone. It was like some not BlackBerry, BlackBerry, this like INQ thing from the UK. Shout out NTS. I thought, man, I'm never going to have to get another phone again. I was taking photos. I was posting where I'm at, what I'm doing, back when Facebook's status updates were all like, so-and-so is doing or feeling, is thinking, that kind of whole thing. And I was like, man, I'm never going to have to get another phone again. And then I got an iPhone. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to be like one of those guys that's always looking into his hands on his phone. And lo and behold, I did. Blue face, I believe, is what they call it. And I don't know. The only times I've had to get a new phone, outside of getting my Samsung Flip, which I managed to break two times, freaking crazy expensive to fix, cheaper to buy a new one, it was only because they got broken or something. Shout out to people who take care of their devices. Take care of your devices, and your devices take care of you. Where is my mouse? Where is it? Did I lose it? Oh no. We're off to a roaringly good start. Where is it? Oh no. What a predicament. Oh boy. You're not connected. Clearly. Oh, there it is. Right. Hey, we got our cursor back. Amazing. All right. I miss mice with the ball. Looks like a boiled egg yolk. Anyways, enough about my meanderings here. Let's tell you about some stuff you're actually here interested in. Concerts and stuff. And stuff is me, but mostly concerts now. Let's talk about some. Thursday, looking pretty quiet tonight. If you're tuning in on Friday, you are already probably aware of that. Shout out to our Friday listeners in the future. Hope you're doing well and you had a good time. And if you're tuning in on Friday for some reason, hope you slept well. Anyways, let's talk about some concerts. The Gins, as you may have heard, are playing at the Hollywood Theater over in the West Side. If you were listening at 10:30 today like I was, you would have unfortunately seen, or rather heard, that interview was cut short. The Muppet Boys are opening up for them, along with, man, Muppet Boys are on a tour this freaking weekend. They're all over town. Who is opening with them? So Black Pontiac and the Vitos opening with the Gins, along with Muppet Boys, over the Hollywood Theater. Good times over there. Check it out. This should be pretty cool. Doors at 7 o'clock, so you know, grab yourself a piece of pizza or a large loaf of cheesy bread from the Safeway or something. I don't know. Should be pretty cool. Yeah, some rock and roll and punk rock and roll for rock and roll punkers. Check it out. So the Hollywood Theater again tonight, Thursday night, 7 o'clock door time. Showtime 7:30. All ages. So young guns, come on out. Next up, says it's sold out, but you never know. If you're in the area, check it out. Mark William Lewis. Playing with Samba Jean-Baptiste over at the Fox Cabaret. Doing the thing. This mouse is chugging along. It's certainly doing something. Whoa, triple click. Impressive. I don't know how he's even possible. Where was it? Oh, yeah. Music happening. They're from the UK. Shout out to the UK. Just kidding. Shout out to Wales, where my sister lives. No, I'm kidding. The UK people are all right. Just, I don't know. I've never heard much good about London, but, you know. Neither have I heard much good things about London, Ontario, but, you know, here we are. Shout out London, Ontario. I'm sure you're fine. anyways, I don't know what town to actually shout out. Shout out to whatever town you're in, in particular, dear listener. Anyways, I digress. Mark William Louis with Samba Jean-Baptiste over at the Fox Cabaret Thursday night tonight, 7 o'clock, door time, possibly sold out. Probably, possibly. It says it's sold out. Anyways, next up, at the Astoria, over in the east side, my side, the east side, stay out of the east side, is Primitive Man. Stay Oni coming in. Really cool stuff. I was checking it out. We're going to check that out in the cut. Playing with Guiltless and Mortuary Cave. And yeah, it's going to be pretty rad. It's just me. Is here, I have the right. Yeah, I do have the right band cam for this. Yeah, it's going to be pretty some pretty cool stuff. So Death Sludge Band. Then you got like Otai Oni, which is a Chinese musician born based out of Shanghai, New York. I was listening to their stuff. Their stuff's pretty cool. We're going to take a listen to that. Again, Guiltless in the mix there with some experimental noise rock, industrial and sludge, Mortuary Cave. Coming in with two members of Hoopsnake, and joined also with some folks from Chapel and Radioactive Vomit. So do with that as you may. So lots to be heard over there. And okay, Thursday's more bumping than I thought, just not on the places I'm looking. Over at, where are all these people playing? They're playing at, where are they playing? It just says Commercial Broadway. Where are they playing? Where are you playing? Oh, at the Rio. They're playing at the Rio. You have the Royal Strays doing an album release with Art Bergman, 1980s and beyond, Vancouverite of artistic degrees, along with Chris Walter doing a reading from his upcoming book, Born to Loose, or as you may have misspelled it, Lose. Anyways, so it's an incomplete history of punk. So punk historians, come check out. And maybe they'll mention your favorite obscure band from the Kool-Aid House or Alf House or whatever house you're from. Maybe the House of Dupree or the House of Adonis. Anyways, yeah, lots happening. More than I thought. Back to the Red Gate here. We have Mirager doing the thing with Magic Triangle and Coastal Shivers. Over at the Heatley, you got Cranberry Virgin holding down the Songbird Sessions with special guest Gabe Fontana. And yeah, that is a slice of what's going on. Okay, we're going to start this off here. We're going to get some music going. From Otai Oni, this is WC. WC, finishing off where it started. Coming up next is a Riot sample by Mark William Lewis. Check it out. Jazzy stuff right there. Mark William Lewis coming in from the UK, from London, playing over at Fox Cabaret. That's right. Wait a minute. Put this shit on silence so I don't get distracted. Alright, yeah. A little chiller set right there for you folks. Hope you enjoyed that cut. Again, that was a Riot sample. Mark William Lewis. Mark, yes, the man with three names. Before that was Ote One with WC off their album Dream Hacker. They're playing over at the Astoria. Mark William Lewis playing with Samba Jean Baptiste over at the Fox Cabaret. Apparently sold out, but you know, see what you can do. See what you can do. Either way, cool music. Hope you enjoyed it. Next up, we're talking about Friday, baby. So let's get into it. Okay, come on, Mouse. You can do it. Next up, over at the Red Gate. You ever, like, try to harmonize with this hum of a transformer? Try it sometime. Or a fan. Or just some weird sound in your vicinity. It's nice. Give it a shot. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyways, Autograph, playing a show with Muppet Boys and Dysina for the Coven House fundraiser show over at the Red Gate Friday night, the 28th of November. They'll be doing the thing, and we'll hear some music from them in the next cut. Yeah. Again, what time is it? Doing anything with my broken hand. Okay, it's not broken, it's fractured, as the doctor told me today. Yeah, okay, never mind. I digress. Oh, my hand. Yeah. Anyways, 8 o'clock door times for that one there. Autographed. Coming in from our own backyard here. Coming with some hard rock. Some stoner rock. Some fuzzy rock. A fuzzy rock might just be covered in moss. So maybe they're just in the sludge. Playing again with Muppet Boys. Dysina as well. Over at Redgate. 8 o'clock door time for that one. That is a Coven House fundraiser. So you can feel good about that. Goldfish over at... Where do we want to go next in geographically speaking? Let's go to the east side. Over at the Astoria, Wrong with an R, doing the thing. Very fun band. Some nice pop punk, punk rock, etc. And doing the thing with Stale, Die Job, along with Live and Learn, doing the thing there. So some nice tunes for you and your friends to bop around to. Still no word on the skee ball situation. Again, if you know anything about the situation skee ball existing or not at the Astoria, please let me know. Contact me at moose.masta on Instagram. Or our text line is offline right now. So you can't text in right now, unfortunately. So if the one day you wanted to actually text into the studio, too bad, too late. You had your chance every other week before. But you can still call in if you are so inclined. 778-782-2573. I will be here. Unless you're listening on Friday, I am not here. Anyways, Wrong, Stale Job. Stale, Die Job, and Live and Learn, doing the thing at the Astoria. 7 o'clock door time for that one there. Music is 7:30 till 11. Then get the heck out and go grab, I don't know, a samosa across the street. Still on the east side here, we got Organ Noises featuring a guy I do art class with, I model for art class for. Shout out. What's your name? Thomas. Thomas, hope you're doing well. Utility provider and aggressive by nature, all doing their respective things over at Lanaloo's 362 Powell Street. Get the pierogies and say hi to Jeremy and Lana and whoever's there. Renee, and I want to say Greg, the old man on sound. I don't know your name right now. I'm sorry, buddy. But I do believe you do a show on co-op. Anywho, Organ Noises, utility provider, aggressive by nature. At Lanaloo's, Friday night, 8 o'clock. Sorry, 9 o'clock. I don't know. Get there at 8. Next up, over at Green Auto, as we move that in that direction, we'll cycle back a ways because whatever. Deborah Jean Creelman doing their thing with Good as Stone and Noah B. Harley on one side of the fence over at Green Auto. Coming in with, what style is this? Kind of like a, you know, alternative pop, R&B-ish, jazzy. Some nice little easy listening for the emotional lounger. Now, what does it mean to lounge emotionally? There's got to be a more specific word for that. Lexical gaps. To lounge emotionally. To brood? Is it brooding? I don't know. There's a thesaurus for just such an occasion. Anyways, Ego Death is an album they released last year. I believe they may have a new one. Again, check it out. Deborah Jean Creelman, Good as Stone, and Noah B. Harley over the one side of the fence at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street in the alley. Don't be like me and wander around on the front looking for a door like I did the first time. And on the other side of the fence, you have Reveal Yourself, doing a thing with Wishbone and Semi, with a very fun song that we'll play in the next cut there. Very good stuff. Quality musicianship on this one. Long-time musicians and artistic people in the mix on this one there. Very cool. We're going to hear from them in the next cut. Again, Reveal Yourself, Wishbone, and Semi over at Green Auto Friday night. Over the Biltmore. Actually, no. I'm going to circle back around. We're at the Heatley. There's quite the jamboree going on. You got Emmett Jerome, Paul Cadwell, Jenna Logo, or Jenna Logo, Runner, Cyrus Jordan, and Gavin Harper. My writing is really awful because, again, I have my hand in a splint. And doing anything is not easy right now. Putting socks on sucks. Anyways, enough about my hand and my sock situation. Emma Jerome, Paul Cadwell, Jenna Logo, Runner, Cyrus Jordan, and Gavin Harper doing the thing over at the Heatley Friday night. Hastings and Heatley. A lot of H's. Okay, back up over at the Biltmore Cabaret. You got JJ Shiplett doing the thing with Pony Gold, showing us again that Vancouver loves its punk rock, metal, and country music. Not a lot of hardcore happening right now. Maybe all the hardcore kids are taking a weekend break, but they'll throw down again somewhere, don't you worry. Oh, yeah, no, I think Morningstar is playing somewhere in town this weekend, so that'll be a thing. Right, it's happening at the Rickshaw, I believe. Anyways, I digress. Stay on task here. Yeah, we'll hear some music from Pony Gold in the next cut here. Got a fun little song from them, Angel of Misery, we'll hear in the next cut. Again, they're playing over at the Biltmore with JJ Shiplett. The Fox Cabaret has Hatim, and then finally Black Alley has Dimwit, MO1E, Goats and Lasers, and Bunny Crossing. Cute. Where are all the bunnies at? I'm sure Victoria. They're around. We got there's lots of bunnies out there. No need to worry about the population of the bunnies around here. You know, the monkey's claw, and this is as a kid, I always wished for a pet bunny. But now they're everywhere. Wait, that doesn't stop me from just adopting one. Just pick up a bunny, stray bunny, make best friends with it. Anyways, let's get into some music here. We're going to check out some music from Autographed. This is going to be their song, Luevo Tiempo.